Features: dark religion and conspiracy theories, an analytical viewpoint, full article, figures and data, references, citations, metrics, reprints and permissions, PDF, abstract, abstract. Conspiracy theories have infiltrated increasingly larger areas of cultural and political life. Conspiracism seems to replace or supplement fundamentalist religious beliefs while also supplying material that is, in turn, used for endorsing political and ideological agendas. Similarities between conspiratorial thinking and fundamentalist creed can be explained by examining the dynamics of inferiority of consciousness and the subsequent inflation of the ego by the contents of the unconscious. Inadequate and non-credible representations of numinous energies in consciousness unwittingly contribute to the creation of structures with notable mythological parallels. Jung referred to this phenomenon as an axiom of psychology, which can explain both the archetypal nature of conspiracism and its resistance to rational correction. Thinking is free from the unconscious influence of the self only to the extent that it is able to recognize and to relate to numinous contents, on one hand, and to withdraw projections from the object, on the other. A symbolic perspective offers a non-dismissive understanding of the reasons for strong adherence to conspiracy theories. Exploring conspiracy theories as symbols rather than rational constructs offers more fruitful solutions to our current social problems. Keywords: axiom of psychology, conspiracism, conspiracy theories, dark religion, fundamentalism, inflation, manipulation, propaganda. It is an axiom of psychology that when a part of the psyche is split off from consciousness, it is only apparently inactivated, an actual fact that brings about a possession of the personality, with the result that the individual's aims are falsified in the interest of the split-off part. C.G. Jung, The Psychology of the Child Archetype, 1914-1968, CW 9i, 277. The Red Cross was trying to poison the people of Afghanistan through vaccinations. The landing on the moon was fake. The Holocaust did not happen. The earth is actually flat. Donald Trump claimed for years that President Obama was born in Kenya. Alex Jones, a conservative radio host, claimed that the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting, which left 20 children dead, never happened. These are just a few of the hundreds of rather bizarre persuasions that occupy the minds of millions of Americans. Definition: the Oxford English Dictionary defines conspiracy theory as the theory that an event or phenomenon occurs as a result of a conspiracy between interested parties, specifically, a belief that some covert but influential agency, typically political in motivation and oppressive in intent, is responsible for an unexplained event. 11. Oxford English Dictionary, S.V. Conspiracy theory. View all notes. Essentially, a conspiracy theory is a strongly held persuasion that secret, often illegal and detrimental plots are carried out by humans, superhumans, or extraterrestrial powerful beings, aliens, with the aim to acquire a certain advantage over other humans, typically by exploiting their money, resources, or other forms of physical or psychological energy. Most conspiracy theories are concerned with harmful enemies, but they're also not so prevalent beliefs in angelical forces who intend to undo adversary conspiracies. Walker 2013. Walker, Jesse. 2013. A United States of Paranoia, A Conspiracy Theory. New York, HarperCollins, 2013. Google Scholar, 17. The first use of the terminology appears in journals in 1871. However, I propose that the psychological phenomenon of conspiracy theories might correlate with the development of consciousness. Part 4. Psychological News, 1871. Etymology: the word conspiracy derives from the Latin con, with, together, and spirare, to breathe, and suggests a secret plotting among individuals to do something harmful or unlawful. The word theory derives from Greek theoria, contemplation, speculation, a looking at, things looked at, from theorein, to consider, speculate, look at, from Theros, spectator, from Thea, a view plus horn to see. 22. Merriam-Webster Online, s.v. Theory view all notes. Theory is an abstract speculation or a system of ideas intended to explain a phenomenon or phenomena based on general principles independent of obvious facts to be explained. Conspiracy theory thus combines two aspects of a psychological operation, belief and its rationale. Conspiracy theories, as a rule, always attribute some ideas to aspects of reality that are not evidentially verifiable. Belief rather than theory. According to the political scientist Michael Barkin, a conspiracy theory is a belief that the universe is governed by secret design, and embodies three principles: 1. Nothing happens by accident, 2. Nothing is as it seems, and 3. Everything is mutually connected, 2003:7. Barkin further points out three core reasons that nurture belief in conspiracy theories, 2003:10, which I summarize here. Conspiracy theories claim to explain and to make sense out of a world that is confusing and incomprehensible due to its complexity and to unseen interconnections. The process of explanation proceeds through a rather simple moralizing division of affairs into good versus evil, light versus dark forces, and so on. Through conspiratorial reasoning, evil is discovered and tracked back to its origin. Conspiracy theories represent, by definition, secret knowledge that can be discerned only by special individuals. Conspiracy theorists are the ones who decipher deceptions, and thus receive an equally special boost in their self-confidence. Intent and aim. Beliefs that are not congruent with reality are common and inevitable. What makes them conspiratorial is how these beliefs are interwoven into a story that includes intent and aim. The intent always represents the selfish interest of an individual or group, and is typically secret and contradicts the official version. The aim is always contrary to what the conspirators consider desirable. Parts of the story are organized in a way that supports the logic of the story, whereas loose or irrational elements are strongly defended and explained by other beliefs. Conspiracy theories resist correction by rational means and are distinguished by the strong emotional vehemence of their followers' adherence and defense. Other schools' points of view. Conspiracism, a belief and advocacy for conspiracy theories, and a worldview that attributes certain events to conspiracy theories, has been the subject of research in various humanistic disciplines. In the book Empire of Conspiracy, Timothy Melly, 2000. Empire of Conspiracy. The Culture of Paranoia in Postwar America. Ithaca, Cornell University Press. Google Scholar. Explores connections between conspiracy theories and paranoia, as they have become pervasive in American culture. Melly argues that obsessions with political assassinations, gender and racial issues, or the power of corporations and governments are fueled by paranoia that functions as a protector of established values. He proposes that conspiracies are the result of two factors: strong individualistic values and lack of a sense of control. If individuals who care deeply about their right to make their own choices without interference from an outside institution, government, for example, experience a sense of powerlessness in their lives, they develop an agency panic that he defines as an intense anxiety about an apparent loss of autonomy to outside forces or regulators, Melly 2003:27. Roland Imhoff, a social psychology professor, discovered that a conspiracy theory gains in attractiveness as the size of population that follows it decreases. According to Imhoff, uniqueness itself is an attractor, and has a higher correlation than a conspiracy theory's content. Thus, people with a high need for uniqueness tend to endorse conspiracy theories. This could suggest that their need to adopt conspiracy theories is motivated by the desire to separate themselves from the masses whom they consider naive. It could also suggest that belief in conspiracy theories elevates their specialness, and helps them distance themselves from the others who are perceived as ignorant. Imhoff 2018. Imhoff, Roland. 2018. Conspiracy theorists just want to feel special. Vice, April 17th, https://www.vice.com/_/9kg8j3/conspiracy-theorists-just-want-to-field-special. Google Scholar, 16. The social function of conspiracy theories can be seen as making sense of complex and often negative events by ascribing to them a clear cause, often focusing blame on a culprit. Thus, the spread of conspiracy theories can thereby mobilize resistance to the perceived injustice of powerful organizations, political tyranny of the state, and the like. Habermas, 1984. Habermas, Jürgen, 1984. The Theory of Communicative Action. Boston. Beacon Press. Google Scholar. Research by humanistic psychologists suggests that the motivation behind adherence to conspiracy theories is based on an existential drive, a natural propensity of humans to control their environment in order to achieve safety and security. Even if the plot behind a conspiracy is hostile and dangerous, it nevertheless contributes to providing unwitting reassurance because it was created by humans and, therefore, remains within human control. It is an unconscious affirmation that human beings are ultimately responsible for their own destiny, and that there is no supernatural force that governs it. Bainett, Lee, and Lincoln, 1986. Bagent, Michael, Richard Lee, and Henry Lincoln, 1986. The Messianic Legacy. New York, Henry Holt and Company, Google Scholar. From a sociological viewpoint, Tad Gorzel has suggested that conspiracy theories provide compensatory satisfaction when certain needs are threatened or access to their fulfillment is eliminated. Conspiracy theories offer a certain compensatory sense of control. They offer people an opportunity to reject the officially recognized narratives, and thereby grant them some sense of power. Gorzel, 1994. Gorzel, Ted, 1994. Belief in Conspiracy Theories. Political Psychology, 15, number 4, 731-742. Crossrev, Web of Science Registered Trademark, Google Scholar. Social psychology holds the view that conspiracy theories are governed by collective behavior and offer powerless groups reassurance that there is hope for access to power or, on the contrary, confirm their beliefs that power is inaccessible, which then reinforces their sense of powerlessness. Another point of view holds that assigning blame to other groups reduces political responsibility in society. Conspiracy theories serve as rationalizations for prejudice. Research by Daniel Jolly and Karen Douglas concluded that conspiracy theories fuel prejudice against minority groups who are accused of conspiring, and that the conspiracy theories about one group can be extrapolated and transferred onto another unrelated group. Jolly, Maliti, and Douglas, 2019. Jolly, Daniel, Rose Maliti, and Karen M. Douglas, 2019. Exposure to intergroup conspiracy theories promotes prejudice which spreads across groups. British Journal of Psychology, March, 1-19. https://10.1111/bjop.12385. PubMed, Google Scholar, .33. Jolly and Douglas conducted research with funding from the British Academy, the Economic and Social Research Council, the Centre for Research and Evidence on Security Threats, and the Australian Research Council in 2017. View all notes. According to Joseph Oschinsky and Joseph Parent, participants in a social and political battle that are on the losing as opposed to the winning side tend to be more likely to believe conspiracy theories due to the compensation of power that conspiracy theories provide. 2014. Belief in and advocacy for conspiracy theories can be understood as forms of prejudice against powerful groups and groups that are perceived as enemies. Kofta and Sedek, 2014. As Roger Cohen notes, captive minds resort to conspiracy theory because it is the ultimate refuge of the powerless. If you cannot change your own life, it must be that some greater force controls the world. 2010. 1. Clark McCauley and Susan Jacques point out that conspiracy theories provide cognitive content that fulfills a need to explain unusual or disturbing events. As such, they circulate in the culture via social media, rumors, and stories. As a result of the complexity and uncertainty this generates, What was previously general anxiety is translated and transformed into focused, specific fears. Macaulay and Jacques, 1979. Macaulay, Clark, and Susan Jacques, 1979. The popularity of conspiracy theories of presidential assassination, a Bayesian analysis. Journal of Personality and Social Psychology 37, number 5, 637-644. https://psychnet.apa.org/doi/10.1037/0022-3514.37.5.637. CrossRev, Web of Science Registered Trademark, Google Scholar. According to Bradley Franks, Adrian Bain-Gurter, and Martin W. Power, communicating conspiracy theories is analogous to a religious ritual rehearsing answers to shared questions, as a declaration of faith and group identity, like the religious creed, 2013, 1. Conspiracy theories anchor threatening and dangerous events in familiar, easily concretized, and objectifiable narratives. The author's hypothesis assigns a quasi-religious function to conspiracy theories. They assert that the reason conspiracy theories take hold is that they incorporate quasi-religious, minimally counterintuitive representations of external agents who are omniscient and omnipotent regarding the domain of that threat. Ascribing supernormal agency to the conspirators connects the conspiracy to historical intergroup relations and conflicts, so that the social groups involved are also represented in hard-to-falsify essentialist terms, which naturalize the differences and explanation. These elements of religious thinking are recruited for a flexible, pragmatic, and secular explanation. Such representations of conspirators also contribute to the psychological anxiety-managing function of conspiracy theories, translating diffuse anxiety about a threat into specific, historically recurrent fears and intergroup dynamics. 1. Adept psychological view. I believe that many contemporary approaches to conspiracism have not sufficiently taken into consideration its symbolic aspects. According to Jung, every psychological expression is a symbol because it states something more and other than itself which eludes our present knowledge. Jung, 1921. Jung, C.G., 1921-1971. Psychological types. CW 6. Google Scholar, /1971. CW 6, 817. Approaches that merely reduce conspiratorial thinking to an unconscious need, motivation, or unresolved conflict miss the symbolic and ultimately constructive aspects of conspiracy theories. As a psychic phenomenon, a symbol bridges the unconscious and conscious by providing imagery and energy and, therefore, represents an expression of the self. Jung, 1954. Jung, C.G., 1954-1968. Concerning the archetypes, with special reference to the anima concept. The archetypes and the collective unconscious. CW 9i. Google Scholar, /1968, CW 13, 473. Unconscious images are objectified via symbols. Jung, 1935. Jung, C.G., 1935-1976. The Tavistock Lectures. The Symbolic Life. CW 18. Google Scholar, /1976, CW 18, 410. Without symbolic, purposive interpretation, these images could be easily taken as concrete or literal facts belonging solely to the outer world. Understanding the symbolic language of the unconscious helps individuals gain clarity with respect to their understanding of the world. Symbolic understanding is a sine qua non of psychological development because it is synonymous with the enlargement of consciousness. Jung, 1921. Jung, C.G., 1921-1971. Psychological types. CW 6. Google Scholar, /1971, CW 6, 720. From a depth psychological perspective, conspiratorial thinking is an expression of the unconscious influence of the self that, depending on the quality of symbolic insight, ranges from the phenomena of inflation to possession. As with fundamentalist religious beliefs, it is evident that the less symbolic awareness is employed, the greater the ideological adherence. Symbolic understanding allows for a relation to unconscious contents via withdrawal of personal projections, and insightful recognition of the universal archetypal contents that are always the kernels of conspiracy theories, as I will attempt to show in this article. Delineating criteria. There is a thin line that separates conspiracy theory from a strongly held incorrect persuasion or, say, a paranoid delusion. Such ideas might turn into conspiracy theories when, as others follow them, they are enhanced by similar ideas, akin to tribal mythology that begins as shamanistic vision, Iliad 1972. Iliad, Worsha, 1972. Shamanism. Archaic Techniques of Ecstasy. Princeton, Princeton University Press. Originally published in French by Librairie Payette, 1951. Google Scholar. A conspiracy theory becomes a so-called theory only if it leaves the subjective domain of one's mind and circulates among social or other groups. The conspiracy theory then comes to life, not only in terms of psychological processes but also in terms of human behavior. Conspiratorial thinking can be distinguished from false belief when it contains the following characteristics: 1. A strong emotional attachment by followers who vehemently resist evidence and alternative rational explanations. Followers of conspiracy theories commonly and deliberately exclude counter-evidence or create fabrications, lies, to support their theory. 2. Conspiracy theories always contain a paranoid core. They are typically dualistic in nature, us versus them, where they are negative, demonic, or evil. Conspiracy theory incorporates a theodicy in which negative forces are not omnipotent and could be eliminated by humans after the conspiracy is uncovered. 3. Events are interlinked and explained in such a manner as to support the main conspiracy thesis. A conspiracy theory is not an isolated belief but rather a set of beliefs supporting a complex theory. 4. Followers of conspiracy theories typically organize, communicate with each other, and exchange information to make their beliefs stronger. 5. Their knowledge is treated as cultic, stemming from an authority that might be a text, a teaching, or a person. 6. Followers of conspiracy theories are active in their efforts to influence or persuade others. Thus, in order to establish what constitutes the phenomena of conspiracy theories, we must examine not only followers' subjective conspiratorial thinking and attitudes but also their broader social engagement. Each conspiracy theory should be analyzed thoroughly owing to mentioned subtleties of differentiation. For example, the chemtrails conspiracy theory, vaccination theory, or flat earth theory meet all criteria described in the previous paragraph. 44. Chemtrails theory, also known as the secret large-scale atmospheric program, SLAP, alleges that water condensation trails, aka contrails, from airplanes contain chemicals or biological agents that are deliberately spread by secret government agencies. View all notes widely available. Overwhelming evidence against the conspiracy theory only leads to more sophisticated rationalizations to support the conspiracy, although passionate scientific skepticism or fear-ridden ideas could be loosened through dialogue and provided evidence. I will speculate further that a conspiratorial attitude is unique because of the inflationary involvement of archetypal energies that turns possibility into a belief. The less conscious a person is about the function that conspiratorial belief plays in his or her cognition, the stronger is the fidelity to conspiracy theory. Statistics. Research by Eric Oliver and Thomas Wood at the University of Chicago found that a staggering 50% of Americans subscribe to at least one of the major conspiracy theories. For example, 19% of Americans believe the U.S. government was responsible for the 9/11 attacks, 10% of Americans believe the 2008 financial crisis was caused by a secret group of Wall Street bankers, 11% of Americans believe the government mandated switching to compact fluorescent light bulbs because the light bulbs are mind control tools, and 10% of Americans believe the chemtrail theory, that the government is spreading toxic chemicals by planes, is absolutely true. Oliver and Wood, 2014. Oliver, J. Eric, and Thomas J. Wood, 2014. Conspiracy Theories in the Paranoid Style, S, of Mass Opinion. American Journal of Political Science 58, No. 4, 952-966. https://doi.org/10.1111/anschs.12084. Crossrev, Web of Science registered trademark, Google Scholar, cited by Vedantam 2014. In addition, 2% of adult Americans believe that the Earth is flat. 55. According to a 2018 YouGov poll, available at https://today.yougov.com/topics/philosophy/articles/reports/2018/04/02/most-flat-earthers-consider-themselves-religious.view. All notes. Conspiracism on the rise. Conspiracy theories are on the rise, but they are also more often used as tools for manipulation and propaganda. Serge Moscovici put it this way: other centuries have only dabbled in conspiracy like amateurs. It is our century which has established conspiracy as a system of thought and a method of action. Moscovici 1987. Moscovici, Serge 1987. The conspiracy mentality and changing conceptions of conspiracy, edited by Carl Friedrich Grauman and Serge Moscovici, 151-169. New York, Springer. Crossrev, Google Scholar, 153, quoted in Brotherton 2015, 11. So-called alternative facts are not only false beliefs circulating among people, but also mighty weapons in the hands of those in power. The fact that some conspiracy theories have turned out to be true only increases their potential power. To list a few examples, tobacco company Philip Morris hid known links between cancer and smoking for decades. U.S. government officials knew about the lethal effect of lead in gasoline for years before it was officially phased out starting in 1970s. During Prohibition, 1926 to 1933, the U.S. government secretly added poisonous chemicals to alcohol with the aim of discouraging people from drinking, leading to the deaths of thousands. According to former FBI Director Robert Mueller's investigation, there is potential evidence for illegal cooperation between the Trump administration and the Russian government with the intent to influence that 2016 presidential election. When a conspiracy theory turns out to be a real conspiracy, it sets up doubt about future questionable information or news. The consequences. Although conspiracy theories are, by definition, fantasies, they are not always innocent. They can shape the course of history and often claim human lives. Conspiracy-driven hate crimes, conspiracy-driven resistance to vaccination or global warming preventive measures stand out as examples of the price humans pay as a result of behaviors stemming from non-credible beliefs. During the Middle Ages, so-called religious conspiracy theories crippled scientific progress. Let's not forget how many women and men, labeled as witches, had to die during the Inquisition. 300 years later, in the age of information with easy access to knowledge thanks to the internet, conspiracy theories and propaganda have sprouted like mushrooms after the rain. We can drive out nature by pitchfork, but she will always come back and triumph over our vain contempt, said Horace.66. In Latin, naturam expellas virca, tame in usque recurrit et mala perrumpet furtum fastidia victrix, Horace 20 BCE. Epistle 1.10.12-14. View all notes. The unconscious always has consequences in the real world, and often manifests itself in unwanted enactments. These can be prevented only by making the unconscious conscious. Consciousness, teaches Jung, will always be overpowered by the unconscious if it does not engage it in a dialogue. The more we ignore it, the more we pay for it in the form of loss of soul. Conspiracy theories are like drugs. They offer simple solutions to complex problems, until they become traps. Conspiracy theories always falsify data, and pretend to present rational conclusions. They pose as objective truths while being true only to those who believe them. Inflation and inferior thinking. Conspiracy theories present reality that is deformed by inflation. That is, the unconscious image that feeds the ideology of conspiracism is split off from consciousness. Belief in conspiracy theories typically feeds unconscious positions, and thus shields genuine motivations. Shadow elements contribute to the deformation of perceived reality and, in turn, activate reality by producing actions and beliefs that serve unconscious desires rather than what is being declared as the consensual reality of the real world. Conspiracy theories, just like all constructs that are based on inferior thinking, are by definition irrational. As Jung said, the inferior function secretly and mischievously influences the superior function, 1948-1968, CW 9I, 431. It pretends to be rational, but the autonomous content unwittingly asserts its magical power over one's thought process. It serves a secret aim of the ego rather than the truth it purports to seek. Conspiracy theories may represent the needs of archetypal energies rather than the aims of consciousness. St. Matthew warned, "Beware of false prophets, who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravening wolves," Matthew chapter 7, verse 15.77. All quotes from the Bible are from the International Standard Version online, available at http://isv.scripturetext.com.View all notes. Such theories have existed since time immemorial. People used to call them stories, now those who follow these conspiracies call them secret facts. Sacred versus profane. Whereas originally concerned with supernatural and sacred powers attributed to the magical power of gods and spiritual entities, today's conspiracy theories are mostly concerned with natural and secular powers, with human actions, and natural law. The mythical acts of gods have symbolic dimensions, human acts that are bound to place and time are always concrete. However, sacred objects can be comprehended concretely when there is no connection to a subjective process and broader meaning. Equally, conspiracy theories can yield magical effects on their followers if they are taken as concrete facts, not symbolic happenings. The symbol, as a rule, loses its proper function when it becomes concrete. It turns experience reality to concrete and literal illusion. 88. Concrete thinking has no detached independence but clings to material phenomena. It rises at most to the level of analogy. Primitive feeling is equally bound to material phenomena. Both of them depend on sensation and are only slightly differentiated from it. Concretism, therefore, is an archaism. The magical influence of the fetish is not experienced as a subjective state of feeling, but sensed as a magical effect. That is concretistic feeling. The primitive does not experience the idea of the divinity as a subjective content. In civilized man, concretistic thinking consists in the inability to conceive of anything except immediately obvious facts transmitted by the senses, or in the inability to discriminate between subjective feeling and the sensed object. Jung 1921, Jung, C.G. 1921-1971. Psychological types. CW 6. Google Scholar. /1971, CW 6, 697-699. View all notes. The mystery of unknown is locked down to a simple known hypothesis becomes dogma. A psychological event becomes a physical fact when a symbol sinks to the unconscious, leaving cognitive functions confused. When the ancient Greeks believed that Eros hallowed the marriage of Gaia, Earth, and her son Uranus, Sky, they likely thought of it as a symbolic marriage, not a literal one. Conceivably, they understood their world symbolically, which allowed them to contemplate their gods as not only cosmic processes, but also spiritual principles, that is, as principles of conscious growth. Maybe they understood why Zeus condemned Atlas to hold in pain the western sky on his shoulders. Maybe that is how they grasped the depth of human suffering, as holding opposites separate so they could not touch each other. Their reality was mostly mythical, experienced in symbolic, not concrete realms. But their gods also owned their destiny, and with it their shadow and morality. In the Old Testament book of Exodus, 7:14-11:10, we read that God sent a calamity in the form of bloody rivers upon the people of Egypt because Pharaoh refused to free the suffering Israelites. This was followed by 9 other plagues, hordes of frogs, biting insects, an invasion of wild animals, livestock diseases, boils, fiery hail, locusts, darkness, and the death of firstborn males. Then Pharaoh finally got the message. Natural or rationally explainable causes could have been behind some of these divine punishments. However, in 1600 BCE there were only a handful of mystics who could explain any natural event by other than a supernatural cause. 99. The paradigm of understanding reality via omnipotent deity has governed humankind since the times of the cognitive revolution of Homo sapiens, roughly dated to 70,000 years ago. Harari 2014 Harari, Yuval Noah. 2014. Sapiens, a brief history of humankind.